Welcome to Mudbox 2009 tutorial number 2 by Flash Building. In this lesson we'll go over importing custom models into your scene to make any shape model you need or body style that you might want to start with raw polygon structure. If these default mesh models don't suit your needs, you can create your own mesh models that are exactly what you need, all the exact shapes and intricacies that you need. So you can go into, let's close that out, and there are, let's see, there's several programs that you can use to create yours, but I'm going to use Maya. You can be in Google SketchUp or any type of program that exports OBJ files. It has to be a .OBJ object file for in order for Mudbox 2009 to bring it in. So let's go into Maya, let's create a custom shape. Okay, now if you want to know what I'm doing, if you happen to have Maya, I just created a polygon cube. Now I'm going to also create a curve, and it's the EP curve tool. Zoom out a little bit. I'm going to draw out my curve. Zoom out a little more. A little more. There, that's a good curve. Now let's take this little square, or this cube, and make him a little bit bigger. That should be good right there. And then you can go to where you can look at that face, and then grab, let's make him a little smaller. Then what you want to do is right-click the object, select face, grab that face, and then press shift on your keyboard and grab the curve as well. With them both selected, you go up to edit polygons and extrude face. And what that did was it brought that face out to the end of my curve point. Now that I have that, I can go into divisions here and subdivide it. Let me just bring it up a little to see it better. See how I'm subdividing? And when you subdivide more and more and more, it makes the polygon count higher throughout that. And then you you can twist it and add a taper to it if you like. Make it bigger or smaller in the end. I'll make it smaller. And then you can go to, let's see, let's just right click it, go back to object mode, selector, select it. Go up to polygon smooth. So now you can see I've got a nice snake looking thing there. So this is how you could create a custom snake easily. There's a tutorial for you in Maya. Okay, so or hair or fingers or whatever you're gonna make that has to have a nice curve to it. Well, I guess fingers wouldn't have that curve, but you can make fingers with this that little lesson right there, without taking the taper so far and the twisting and all that, you know what I mean? Alright, so we're in object mode. We'll just select that item and then go to File, Export Selection, and save it as Snake. And it's going to be an object file, you see down here, OBJ Export. That makes an object file. And put it on my desktop. Press Export. Go back into Mudbox, go to File, Import, double click Snake, go to find it on your computer, and double click Snake, or whatever you named it as, and then you'll notice that it's super tiny. So we'll go ahead and zoom out some more, and a little more, that's good, and then we'll go to Scale. First we gotta select it, object, scale, and then just go ahead and drag that either way to scale it up or down, and because that would have been way too small to sculpt on. Now we have a nice big model there. Let's zoom out a little bit. There. Now you have a nice big model to begin your custom model sculpting. to detail it. And then there's all kinds of things you can do with it from there. But that concludes importing custom objects and custom shape meshes that you need, and custom forms, in order to really get the intricacies that you need. Okay, and the next lesson, in lesson number 3, we're going to start sculpting. We'll show you the tools really quick, and then we won't take too much time on the tools, and then we'll just head straight into sculpting. All right, we'll see you guys next lesson.